Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, hello. Welcome back to Should I Delete That? This is an Is It Just Me episode, and I have just had a horrifying DM.
You're good to go. Quick, what is going on?
There's no foreplay here. We are
right
dogging.
Don't say that.
That's my new expression. Right. Okay.
This person's into the podcast.
This is insane.
Okay.
Hello, I have a This Is Just Me that I need other people to be on side with. You've come to the wrong people. My boyfriend offered to make me a sandwich for lunch the next day, to which I obviously said yes. He asked where the bread was, and I said it was in the freezer, to which he replied that he would have to wait for it to defrost before making the sandwich. I disagreed and said to go ahead and make the sandwich anyway. Whack it in the fridge, and by lunchtime tomorrow it'll be defrosted and good to eat. He was horrified to even consider buttering frozen bread. But in my opinion, it's efficient, saves time, and waiting on the bread to defrost,
which means
my lunch is ready to go in the morning. In his opinion, I'm a psychopath and belong on some kind of register. What are your thoughts? I never realised I was opening such a big can of worms when I said this.
I am horrified.
Sandwich with frozen bread.
Sorry, that is so gross.
It makes so much sense. Like, I'm actually 100%. I'm like, yeah, you get it, girl. She's not going to eat it frozen, but to make it frozen.
No, because it's
deranged.
It's all soggy then. It'll be all soggy the next day because all the water's had to come out of it.
Where would the water... Don't you freeze? What the fuck?
Right, okay, so if you freeze something, right, then it's full of water, right?
Well, yeah, because I always thought if you want to defrost bread, put it in the toaster.
Yeah, I put mine in the toaster.
And eat it as toast.
Actually, I put mine in the air fryer now and put it on bake for two minutes.
I did that with the bagel.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong.
Oh, it's crunchy. Oh, soft on the inside. Oh, God,
no.
What I wouldn't do for a bagel right now.
That's really disgusting.
I'm horrified. There's absolutely nothing about it that's disgusting.
No, see, I feel like it's disgusting to me.
I'm just imagining her having to... What if you ate it and it was still a bit frozen?
Well, it will be.
What is it like to eat frozen bread, do you think? I'm imagining
horrible.
The texture feels very visceral. It's like you always horrible. Know what it's going to be like. Everything you look at in this room, you know what it would feel like to lick. Which is so weird because you probably haven't licked most of the things in this room, I hope.
That's just such a weird thing to say,
Anne. But isn't it so true?
Like, but it's so true.
Yeah, it's so true. But like, yeah, but you
it's because like we know what it's like to feel it as
yeah,
well,
but imagine,
right?
But you'd know exactly what it's like to lick. Got my intrusive thoughts. I'm like, God, I want to lick the wall. But you know exactly what it would feel like. And I feel like, despite having never eaten a piece of frozen bread, now all I want to do is eat a piece of frozen bread. But I don't even need to do it because I know exactly what it would feel like.
I haven't, is it just me?
Okay.
I have a problem with things that have been in the freezer. Like, I feel like they've got freezer juice on them, even though there's no freezer juice. Do you?
No, I love the freezer.
Do you?
I love the freezer. Since weaning a baby, though, the freezer is my best friend.
Is it?
Whole top shelf, yeah, because I have got cauliflower cheese pots, mac and cheese pots, bolognese pots, fish cakes, salmon fish cakes, cod cakes. I've got my batch cook.
It all sounds gorgeous.
And it was because she doesn't eat loads. So you make like a human portion.
Yeah.
She didn't have that much. Rest of it, freezer. And then what are you going to have for dinner? I'll just check the freezer. Put a little inventory on the outside, on the whiteboard, on the outside.
Do you?
Yeah. So I know what's in there.
Will you send me a picture of the whiteboard?
Yeah, and then I know what's in the fridge also. So we've got like what's in the fridge, what's in the freezer.
Do you?
Yeah. For her, not for us. But like,
this
what
is
meals?
Such a me kind of thing.
I know.
Yeah, not so, a you kind of thing.
I know. But it's, yeah, so we can all like communicate about like, because otherwise it's like, well, if I've slaved over a cauliflower cheese, I don't want it going to waste.
I need a picture of your white boss.
Yeah, there's like tuna mash in the fridge.
This speaks to me. This sinks to my soul.
So it's like, since then I've got really into the freezer, because it's like, you put like frozen food in bolognese cube. Like bolognese, for example, in ice cube trays, like the silicone ones.
Oh, wow.
Because then you just pop out two of them.
How did you know all this?
I don't know. My friend Catherine told me about the ice cube trick, which is super useful.
So that's one portion?
Now it would be two, but like two cubes of bolognese. And then you just get them out and put them in a saucepan, put them in the air fryer.
Wow.
Yeah, and then like you could like puree like, I don't know, butternut squash, sweet potato and carrot all together. And then just whack it in the freezer. And then you could use that as a pasta sauce. So it's just like, just pop it out of the cube tray. Or at the beginning when I was weaning her, and I'd put like breast milk and broccoli in as like one thing. And then I put them in an ice cube tray. And then, yeah, you can just whack it out and then just put it on a pasta or whatever when she gets older. I know. So now I fucking love the freezer. And for myself, because I just fill up with plant-based Kievs, whack them in the freezer, and then what are we going to have for dinner? Kiev, baby.
I'm probably going to buy a freezer on the way home.
You don't have a freezer?
No, we do, but it's absolutely tiny. It's like two shelves.
Oh, it's full of Betty's butternut.
Full of Betty's butternut.
Yeah, butternut.
We have no room for anything in the freezer.
Freezers are great. I've told you this before. Chest freezers, I've got a massive phobia, as I'm convinced someone's going to kill me and then put me in my own chest freezer.
They probably will.
No doubt.
That's what you're asking for if you have
you
a chest freezer.
At least if someone puts me in the chest freezer, I can make my way through frozen bread, because this girl says it's delicious. It's a delicacy. She butters it. That's obscene.
That is utterly obscene.
Obscene.
Utterly obscene. But what she is missing is, we need to know what the topic, the filling was. What was the filling?
She didn't mention that.
Because if it was ham, one piece of ham and one piece of slice of cheese, right? That's more acceptable to me than putting something soggy on it, like lettuce. Gross. Egg mayo. Rank.
On a frozen.
Not rank in real life. Favourite ever, but not on a frozen bread.
I've said it to you before. I don't understand egg mayo, because mayo is just egg. So you're just having egg. Or mayo.
Yeah, but it just tastes so much better.
It just looks absolutely...
It tastes even better, I should say, because I love egg anyway, but...
You do love an egg.
And salt.
You love an egg.
I fucking love
eggs. You fucking love an egg. What's your poo like? Eggs. Do you poo often? They kind of bung you up, I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm all right. I have at least two a day.
You have at least two a day?
At least two a day.
Two a day?
Yeah.
You're two.
And it's a treat if I don't have eggs in the morning, because then I get to have an omelette at night. And an omelette is the only thing I can eat.
Talking about how often you...
It's a treat if I don't have one in the morning.
I thought you were talking about how much you poo. At least two a day.
Oh, you thought that bit was about, oh my God, no.
You sounded so happy about it.
You looked so shocked. I was like, it's really not that big a deal. It's like, oh, two eggs a day.
I said, how many poos do you have a day? I'm all right. I have like two a day.
Yeah, I get it now. I see it. Everyone else will have thought that I meant that as well. I don't have two poos a day.
One.
One a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you should.
But two eggs a day.
Yeah, fair enough. So I only eat, because I don't eat eggs, because I don't like the farming element of a lot of like eggs. But my mum rescues chickens. Mm. So I'll eat those eggs.
Yeah, I bet that's
They
so
are
nice.
Such a treat when we get those up.
Oh, I bet.
Oh my God, I love it. Got and there's if there's if I've been to the farm, like the Cacklebean farm, like I know where those chickens, I'll eat those eggs, because I know where those chickens.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them. I've seen them in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know,
so, like, I don't have eggs all the time, but, like, when I do.
How do you have them?
Oh, well, I got quite into my omelettes, because I make omelettes for Arlo all the time. So I was like, God, this is a treat. So I got into making those. So then I'll have omelettes. Love a boiled.
Love a boiled egg.
And quite frankly, I don't know how to poach or... Oh, I can scramble now. I've been scrambling. Because I just didn't eat them for like years and years. And I've only sort of come back to them.
Unpopular opinion. There is no point in poaching, because it's just a boiled egg.
100% agree, except it's probably going to taste a bit vinegary, because people
exactly
vinegary.
It tastes vinegary and watery.
Yeah.
And because it's been soaking in water.
And it also just looks like a naked testicle.
didn't see that before. Now it's all I see. It is a naked testicle.
Isn't it?
It's a one naked testicle.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
When do you ever have one poached egg? You've got two.
It's
two,
two naked testicles.
You've got a set of bollocks there. A set of soggy bollocks. Hi, M. Al, Arlo, Tommy, Daisy. There's loads of you now, OMG. And aww, possibly a guest if Al's still on maternity leave. I love the pod so much. I've been recommending it to my friends since episode one.
Stop.
Thank you. Love you. Bless her.
That's really nice.
I have an Is It Just Me?
Yes.
Is it just me that's having a late 20s identity crisis? Honestly, no. I'm 28 years old. How old am I? Oh my God, I'm 29. Ah, sorry.
You're 30
soon. I was about to say same, and then I'm like, well, no. I'm fine. I'm 28 years old, and apart from my job that I really enjoy, I feel like I have no idea what I want out of life. I used to think I wanted to get married and have kids, but now I'm not sure. I bought a house with my boyfriend in a small market town, but after living here for nearly 3 years, I'm really starting to regret not travelling more, which I can't do now because owning a house is expensive and I've got no money. I'm not living in a city. My thoughts and feelings seem to have changed so much in the last 6 months, and I don't know why. Help. P.S. I really do love the pod. It's like having a catch up with my two best friends. You know what? I actually had this chat with my best friend last night.
Go on.
And she's just turned 30, and she always thought that she'd have, like, be married with kids by now. And she's just not. And she's actually, like, she's ended up further away from that recently than, like, ever. And she's never been fucking happier.
Really?
Ever. And she was saying she's been really struggling because, like, everyone at work is, like, well, there's this one girl at work who keeps taking the piss out of her for being old, and like, did she not want to have kids by now? And blah, 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 blah. And, you know, TikTok, your clock's ticking and all this shit, and she's getting really stressed about it. But she's like, genuinely, in my life, like, I'm so happy. But I feel like for the last 2 years, she's been feeling like this girl has, and just like, oh my God, what am I doing? And blah, blah, blah. And with the wrong person, not saying that this girl's with the wrong person, but you know, my friend had a breakup and then has now come through the other side. And I actually, it was definitely her Saturn return, which is the thing we talked in an episode about a few months ago with Kagi Dunlop. But yeah, she had this sort of like massive life shift, and she's now coming through to the side, and she's like, I was literally born to be 30. I'm so happy I found myself. And she's so, I've never seen her so happy. She just looks amazing. She's absolutely vibing. Like, she's just, it's mad. Like, me and her are on such different paths. And I think, like, she was just saying, she's like, you know, society had me believing I was supposed to do this one thing. Mm. And it's only as I've given myself permission to, like, not do it right now that I'm, like, the happiest I've ever been.
That's so cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Everything about her energy is just, I mean, chaotic as hell. Mad. Like, this is my best friend. This is all that's gone on. She was out in Berlin until, she was out in a nightclub, and she got home at 7 a.m. She ate one meal in 3 days. I'm like, you've gone feral.
At 30 years old.
She's going to Miami on Thursday to go, like,
I mean,
to go what? I don't know. All I know is that the outfits, like, it's, me and her are on very different vibes right now.
I mean, no wonder she's the happiest she's ever been.
She's a party girl now. She's a party person.
Love
it. But if you'd met her even a year ago, her life was completely different to what she's building for herself now. So I guess all of that is just to say, I don't think you're on your own with this. I think it's quite a common thing.
And very common.
If you do feel the need to completely press the fuck it button and just transform your life, might be the best thing that you ever do.
I think it's that period where you're approaching 30 that feels really scary.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a big milestone. And, you know, most of our mums had us at that point.
Yeah.
Had had kids at that point before 30.
Yeah, because they could afford to. It was a different time.
It was a completely different
time.
They
were expected to, and they could afford it.
Yeah, completely different time.
For the most part.
And it feels like 30 is like looming. And you have to get your shit together by then, but you just don't. You just don't. Like, I've talked about this before, but like, I split up with my ex of 10 years when I was nearly 30. And I was like horrified. Like, oh my God, this is not what I had in mind. This was not my plan. This is so crazy. And I feel like this was never supposed to happen. Mm. And it was like the best thing that happened, you know.
Yeah,
in hindsight. Yeah. At the time it felt incredibly scary. But I just think we put so much pressure on that timeline. I mean, I was quite confused by this, but I did a question box the other day and someone wrote in it, not a question, but you've made me realise that at 34, I'm not too old to become a mum.
Bloody hell.
I was like, I was a bit confused because I was like, of course you're not. Yeah. I don't know, like that was...
Yeah.
I was like, of course not. It's...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. That it confused me a little bit.
I think people do start to really panic. And yeah. Like,
yeah.
I think there's so much pressure on us. I didn't think. Yeah, I don't know. And it's weird, even though I've had the kid, I still feel coming up to 30 that I've got this crazy pressure on me.
Really?
To have done more. And I'm like, what more could I possibly do right now?
I know.
But I've still got it like looming over me. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be 30. And like my whole identity is so much, it's so linked to being young. I don't know. It's really weird. Yeah. It's really weird. I'm feeling a bit.
That's weird. Your whole identity being linked to being feeling young, like that is weird. That's something that I'm feeling at the moment, when I'm, especially when I'm seeing characters on TV, seeing characters on TV, fine, and then I'm like, oh yeah, they're so much older than me, and then I'm finding out they're actually the same age as me.
Yeah.
Sometimes even younger. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I always get that when I watch Wimbledon or Formula One, Rule 24. I'm like, oh, piss off.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like my whole, I don't know, even my career, like everyone was, you're an opinionated young woman. Obviously, I've been like coined as a daughter for so long. It's all been like, and I'm the youngest of all my friends, and I was young in this current society, I think quite young to have a baby. And like,
yeah.
So just young. And now I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to be so young anymore. And I know 30's still young, but I'm having this really big, like, wow.
I know. And it's funny, it's perspective, isn't it? Because I'm 35 and I'm like, oh my God, 30's so young.
Yeah.
And someone who's is 40 would be like, 35 so young.
Yeah.
You know, it's all perspective.
Totally.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But I think, like, this sounds bigger than, like, because you're... I mean, maybe it's intensified because you're approaching 30. I don't think we've actually just had a conversation with Jacqueline, which may be out already, but probably is going to be coming out in a week or two, about this, like, you know, you say, I can't do this. Like, and I'm regretting this and I'm whatever. And that episode might be really helpful for you because it's a lot about, like, owning your choices. Because I get that it may be harder to go travelling because, yes, owning a house is expensive and you don't have money. But there may be options. Like, you may be able to rent it out and use that money to pay the mortgage and sack off your job. And because in the scheme of life, you're really fucking young. And if you want to like sack it all off and go traveling and take your boyfriend, ditch your boyfriend, whatever, you can. You know, it's not like, I don't know. I think it's like we've got this thing that like at 30, all the choice goes and it's like, you know, and you're going to be pulling away this one thing and then that'll be that. And then you're fucked. You're not.
And you're completely like anchored, you know, anchored to this one spot when you're 30.
And don't do that because that's where the resentment will come and regret and whatever. And it's just like, you can do it. Like, and use my best mate as a case study. And she's so happily through to the side. Mm-hmm. I thought the last guy she was with, she was talking about having kids with him and like, and this was going to be that. And they were going to get married and they were going to have kids. And I didn't like it. But that's by the by. But, you know, like this is what she wanted.
Yeah.
And it's what she, and I don't think it's actually, I don't know. It is what she wanted at the time. And it's what she thought she should have. And it's only now that's all changed that she's so fucking happy. And she's just like, and all the things, I think she'd have said the same thing. Oh, I can't do this because of this. And I can't do this because of this. And then a series of things have happened and now she can and she is. And... like,
and that's the thing, if you feel it really, if it feels that strong to you, do what feels that strong to you, because that's obviously the right way to go.
Yeah.
Not obviously, because it's, I don't know, it's kind of easy for me to sit here and say that, especially when you've got like conflicting wants.
Yeah. And I think you can also love your boyfriend, you know, it might not be like, maybe, you know, you need to be free from him, but or you know, in order to go and do this fully and be free and whatever. I don't know his role in this, but don't feel that buying a house and moving location is what's tied you down, because that's not. It's harder, yes.
Yeah.
But don't let that be your barrier, because yeah. at the end of the day, like, they're bricks and a roof and like it's a thing.
Yeah.
And this is you and your life and you're so much bigger yeah. than that one thing and the logistics of that one thing.
Yeah.
So take or leave your boyfriend, that's between you and him. But like don't let the house hold you back.
That's so true. And it's such a good point about renting it out. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
A really good point. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just rent it, yeah. use that money to pay the mortgage, if I'm assuming that's how you've funded it.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I think that's what a lot of people do. And then you can just go traveling and be like, oh, I'm a property mogul. I'm a landlord. I own a property in wherever you own a property, and yeah, that's that.
Do you know what's probably good to do as well is to talk to people that are in your life and understand, you know, we don't know you and like the, you know, the context and the complexities of your life, but talk to someone who understands that and who will probably be able to give you a clearer insight.
And remember that if it's your mom, she won't want you to go.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking like a best friend or sister maybe, but yeah.
But people want what they want. People want you. Okay, use my brother. My brother's moving away. Selfishly, I'm fucking heartbroken. I'm like, what do you mean you're going?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's what he wants and it's the best thing for him. And he's doing this. He's the same age as you. And he's about to just completely change his life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to go? You're going to leave me? Whatever. Like, that's selfish.
Yeah.
That's me being selfish. And the people around you might do that. But I know that he needs to do this because he wants to. So that's the same for you. If you need to do it and you want to, let the people around you be selfish because they love you, and that's why they're being selfish, because they want you. But ultimately, at the end of the day, everyone actually really wants the best for you, and that's the most important thing, whatever that looks like. God. Yeah.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah. Send us a postcard from Bali or wherever you end up.
Yeah.
Or the seaside town that you live in.
Or a house photo of your front door, I don't know. Whatever you want.
And your boyfriend, yeah. Either way, there are no wrong choices, just follow your heart. We love you. Actually, on the same theme, if we stick with this.
Yeah.
So this girl says, need to say I love the pod, thank you. Makes my commute so much more enjoyable. I'm hoping is it just me, is something that you might be able to both advise on. I'm currently in my mid-20s and have been with my lovely boyfriend since I was 19. We've talked about this before, actually, but I think it's quite leads on from the one we were just talking about. Our relationship is really strong, and we're planning on moving in together next year. But there is a part of me that worries I committed to one person too young, and I'm missing out on the experience of dating different people in my 20s, which then leads me to wonder how I can know if he's the right person for me, if this is the only serious relationship I've ever had. I love my boyfriend and I don't want to end our relationship, but sometimes I feel guilty for feeling this way. I'm just wondering if anyone can relate.
Can so relate, of 100%. Course. That's so normal that you feel like that. So normal.
I need to be careful because my husband is literally in the room next door and I think he can hear me. He doesn't listen to the pod, so it's normally a safe space. Say something horrendous. Alex has massive nipples. Nope, can't hear us.
No, can't hear us, all good.
doesn't have massive nipples, but they're actually tiny. Anyway, I just thought I'd get his attention, and he didn't, so he can't hear us. So, yeah, I got with Alex when I was same age as you are. I was 18, actually, and obviously married him. Now I've got to get with him. And of course you have these fucking things. And Alex is the only serious relationship I ever had. And you can sit and wonder and wonder and wonder and wonder. It's a grass greener, it's a grass greener, it's a grass greener. The grass is greener where you water it. And, like, if you feel that you are nurturing we live in such a wild society now where, like, there's always something better. Like, there's a better cut of jeans and there's a better channel. There's a better Married at First Sight Australia is better than the English one. And then, like, Starbucks coffee's good, but have you had a Gales? Like, there's always something, there's always something better and something new. And, like, capitalism has such a massive effect on us. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's not how love works. And we don't view relationships, I don't think, in the way that we should. I think we're so, in the current climate, so just like, it's such a task. Like, finding a partner is such a task. Whereas in the olden days.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying it was right because, you know, women couldn't get divorced or, you know, like, I'm not saying it was right. But, like, I think my grandparents met because, like, my grandma was the only one that no one had asked to dance. And my granddad was like, hey, John, we'll do it. And then that was that. And then they were, like, 20 and then they got married and then they had kids. And they made their happy life.
Yeah, the love grows.
The love grows. Yeah. And I think you don't. And we actually, we talked to Nadia Hussein about this in an episode quite recently.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you love your boyfriend and you love your life, then that's great. And you can continue to grow together. And that's the best thing about my relationship with Alex, is that we've been so many different people together.
Yeah.
And we've grown through all of that adversity. And we have stronger relationships than anything, because we've had so many of them. We've had so many different parts to it. And that's such a, like, rich tapestry, and that's such a privilege. And yeah, you can wander and you can wander, and it's not really a surprise that you do, because, you know, every big love story and glamorization and Hollywood and fiction and everything makes you believe that there's something better and there's something more magic. But actually, you can grow the loveliest love and the loveliest life. Obviously, if you actually realize you kind of hate him and don't fancy him and think he sucks, then cut and run. But if you love him, that's what everybody else is looking for.
And it's so normal to have those feelings, I think. I think, well, yes, we also are in a society now where we're taught that there's always something better around the corner, not just in dating, but, like, in life in general, and that we can get everything and anything we want, and that we should strive for the best. But yeah, like you say, that's not how love works, and that's not how relationship works. Also, dating can be really, really hard. Like, I think it's easy to look on the outside and be like, oh, it's so fun, you know, dating, doing all these dates all the time and going on, you know, meeting different people. But it actually, for a lot of, and it's not saying that it can't be fun, but it also, it can be fun, but it also can be really exhausting and draining. And, you know, I know a lot of friends who have to tap out of it every now and again, because it's just, it's hard. It's really hard. And it can be really crushing when you're trying to, you know, meet someone, looking to meet someone, and it just doesn't happen. So the grass isn't always greener. Yeah.
And I think as well, sometimes you imagine, like, oh, one night stand, like, oh, I could do this and this and this. Then I actually think about the reality. I'm like, right, so I've got to shave everything, presumably. And then it's like, right, I've got to go back to someone's house, stranger danger. And then, like, they will have disgusting humanness everywhere. You know, in the romanticization, in your head, you think,
right,
you're gonna go into, like, John Hamm's bachelor pad and like
it's like Ken.
Yeah. And it's all gonna be, like, so perfect and sexy and whatever. And then in reality, they probably haven't changed their sheets in 8 days. And, like, and the thing is, with your boyfriend and with your husband, you love them. So you love the smell of them on the sheets, and you love them so you don't mind the fact that their dirty pants are on the floor, and you love them so the fact that there's fucking stubble in the sink is fine. But if it's some random, it's like, oh, like, the idea of having to, like see another man's skid marks, I'm like, oh, I can't. And that's the reality. It's like,
I don't want to see my husband's skid marks either. Thrown Alex right under the bus.
I've said it once,
skiddy Alex,
he's the cleanest, he's like a little cat. Honestly, he might as well have a litter tray in the garden.
But that's the thing, it's like, it's not to say that, like, that life, that one night stand life, or just, like, dating around, it's not fun. Like, that's fun for some people.
But
if you've got something that you really do love, I think it's okay to, like, mourn the other side of that and then let that go and just realise that.
Yeah, I don't want to shit on the one night stand life for people who love it. I just mean, I think the veneer, I think the imagination.
Yeah, it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Yes, I think the reality, actually, when you're in it, it just doesn't match up to your imagination.
It's like with everything, isn't it? It's like with everything, like, nothing is as exciting as it looks, and we always want what we don't have.
But that's just
the reality,
isn't it?
Yeah
And it's, I think it is normal that you're having these feelings.
It's so normal,
and you
put
move in and everything's gonna be different.
I think even, like, a mindset shift with this of being like, how lucky that I've got someone that I really love and we have a life together that I really like. And it's okay that I have these feelings, but I'm going to nurture what I do have.
Yeah, and let go of what I don't. To me, actually, which was quite a good thing, which was, like, I didn't need to go out because I didn't have to go and look for a partner. I could just sort of crack on doing doing
life.
It.
Yeah.
Which is a really important mindset shift. And I just think, you know, what's meant to be will be. And if he's your person, he's your person. There's no age limit on when you find your guy.
No, that's the thing. You might break up in 10 years' time and then you can go dating.
That's what she wants to hear, Al.
No, but she might. Or like 5 or like 20 or 30, whatever. Yeah. And then you can go out and do your dating then.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good option.
Whenever you want. You're never too old. It's you're grand.
Yeah. I found a second wedding dress when I bought my first, and I found one for my second wedding. And I don't know, as time passes, I'm like, I'm just going to have to get married to Alex again. Am I going to have to do like a Katie Price wedding renewal?
I think you should do a vow renewal.
I don't think I should do that.
The only people I know that do that are people on Bravo, like The Real Housewives. They do that a lot. They do like a 10-year vow renewal.
Do you think they do it for the party, or do you think they do it for the love?
I think they do it for the show.
Oh.
And they enjoy it. It seems to be a curse, though.
What would happen? What would you say if I sent you an email being like, hey, I'm...
1 year vow renewal.
Yeah, no, two.
2 year vow renewal. I'd be like, fuck it, yeah, let's have a party.
Really?
Yeah, do what you want. I'm there, I'm keen. I'll buy a nice dress.
That's nice. Well, I was thinking if I didn't do it, I could just wear it to my next kid's christening. Not to steal the show.
Completely steal the show.
A couple of white gowns, please.
And I'm in a wedding dress. Walk down the aisle with your child.
Not gonna rule it out.
I love it.
Okay, guys. Well, this has been a hoot. This has been a nice one.
Don't butter frozen bread. I'm
fucking psychopath.
Disturbed by that.
Bizarre behaviour. But also, if you love it, crack on, babes. I love that for you. You know full well what I'm going to do when I get home.
No, don't do that.
What do you mean, don't do that?
Okay, do that and then let me know.
I'm supposed to knock it if I haven't done it. I don't want to judge her. I can't judge her. Who am I to judge her? I haven't even tried it. Might be fucking great. She might be a genius.
I just realised I've never actually left bread to defrost. I've only ever just put it in the toaster. So I don't know what it's like if it went defrost.
It's probably absolutely fine.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you know, but people used to think Elvis Presley was like the devil, like because they didn't like pop music and they were like, oh, and they judged him too soon. And maybe that's what we're doing. Maybe she is the Elvis Presley.
Whiplash. Sorry, what?
Well, I'm just thinking. You know, people don't like innovators. They don't like change makers. They don't like disruptors because it challenges them, you know? Daisy, don't look at me like that. She might be onto something. We can't judge this girl. Yeah, Daisy's on board.
Sorry, I'm still reading from Elvis Presley. Right, we will see you guys on Monday.
How tall was he? Doesn't matter.
But now I need to know, so.
Obviously, we'll Google it. All right, love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.